Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Kollel's 18th anniversary celebration. Thank you all very much for coming here this evening. It's always gratifying to see all our wonderful friends coming and showing support for Torah and for the Kollel. I'd like to bring regards from my wife, who many of you know what we've been through for the past couple of months. Most of you probably know. And my wife is actually here on the phone, I think. I'd like to share regards from her. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of you and the community for the tremendous, tremendous outpouring of concern, of assistance, of most of all of tefillas, of davening, as we've gone through this last period. I also would like to mention the heroism, the heroic performance of the Kollel, our Kollel Young Delight, our Kollel scholars, who, although the leadership, at least my part of that, has been quite distracted over the past few months, they've been not only performing the way they need to perform, but have gone the extra mile to dedicate themselves to the Torah learning and the Torah teaching, and also the rest of the staff of the Kollel. I owe a personal thanks to Rabbi Heyman, who picked up a lot of the tab of the things that I usually do before the dinner, and Rabbi Fleischer, Mrs. Litzman, Mrs. Moses, everyone has been performing at a tremendously high level to fill in the tab for the distraction going on. Just a couple of more thank yous. I want to obviously thank you to all our supporters for bringing us to where we are today. Special thank you to those who participate in the Partners with the Scholars program, which is a program by which people dedicate a certain percentage of their business or a specific business venture to the Kollel. The Kollel has actually raised quite a bit of significant funding this past year through this program. So thank you to all who participate till now, and if you're interested in participating in this program, please let us know. Also, a special thanks to those who are part of our Live On program, where people have devoted a certain part of their will towards supporting the Kollel in the future. I'd like to introduce now Rabbi Yisachar Steinhardter. Rabbi Steinhardter is an alumnus of the Kollel. He spent years studying full time with the Kollel, and now he's a tremendous role model. Tremendous role model for someone who has become a respected part of the business community here in town, while at the same time he devotes a tremendous amount of his time and his energy towards continuing studying Torah, and that's something that we're extremely proud of. And I'd like to introduce Rabbi Steinhardter to say a few words.
Thank you for the kind words in the summer. Welcome, everybody, to tonight's 18th Kollel celebration. The Gemara asks a well-known question. Haman min haTorah minayin. Where do we find a reference to Haman from the Megillah in the Torah? The Gemara answers, when Hashem said to Adam and Chava after they ate from the Eitz Hadas, "Hamina Eitz Hazeh Asher Tziva Levilti Achol Mimenu Acholta," from this, did you indeed eat from the tree that I told you not to eat from? What is the connection between the Eitz Hadas and Haman? How does this word Hamin sounds like Haman, act as a reference to Haman. It's possible that the greatest sin in history was that of Haman's, an attempt to murder an entire nation. It is also conceivable that the smallest avera, the smallest faith or sin in history, was the first one ever committed, when Adam and Chava were persuaded by the Nachash to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Nevertheless, our Torah teaches that this chet, this avera, was the Pesach, the opening for all future chet, for all future sin, since it allowed the Yetzer Hara to work as an insider with great efficiency. With the power Adam's sin gave to the Yetzer Hara, even an egregious crime such as genocide could eventually be committed. We now understand why Haman is connected to Adam's eating from the tree of knowledge, from the Eitz Hadas. His avera was indeed an outgrowth of that original misstep of Adam and Chava. Tonight's honorees, Rabbi and Mrs. Schwab, my Choshava esteemed in-laws, are credited with bringing so much growth and vibrancy to our community. For our two Rashi Kollel, Rabbi Aaron Yehuda Schwab and Rabbi Shachna Summers, and the 18 wonderful families that have moved to and currently live in the Denver community. We all have them to thank for the idea of starting a Kollel in Denver and being the force behind its funding. It was this accomplishment that reinvigorated our community. It is this achievement that brought the scores of parents and children that now live here and are being recognized tonight. What a schus it is to have them with us tonight and to say thank you. What a privilege I feel it is to be an alumnus and have the benefit of an ongoing connection to the Kollel family. Thank you again for coming to the celebration, and please join me in viewing the following video presentation.
Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim bo. The Torah is a tree of life to those who grab hold of it. V'samchel miyushar. And those who support it are fortunate. Tonight, we have a few hundred fortunate people here. For 18 years, this community has supported this tree of Torah in our city. At this time, join me in paying tribute to those people who planted this tree 18 years ago. Please join me in this video presentation.
This time we would like to present a token of appreciation to our guests of honor, Rabbi and Mrs. Schwab. We've created a top grain leather-bound volume of Rabbi Schwab's Sefer, Rav Schwab and Chumash, that comes with the gratitude of the Kollel and all of its students over the past 18 years. Rabbi and Mrs. Schwab would like to come up to just to you the inscription. Some of it's in Hebrew, so I'll try to translate. A token of appreciation to Rabbi Meir Ruchim and Mrs. Bruria Schwab for the vision, courage, and commitment to found, assist, and support the Denver Community Kollel. Your dream has become a reality. Your perseverance has produced peyros fruit. As the Harbatas Torah, the spreading of Torah of the Kollel, has impacted the Jewish community in ways others could have only imagined. The difference that continues to be made in the lives of so many Jews by the Kollel families is due to your efforts. Shalom v'shalachem shalachem. Everything that we've accomplished is yours. Yiratza and Hashem should help that that new trees should continue to be to grow and to be so committed to the Torah as you are.
To express my gratitude to my son, Baron Yehuda, and the partner, Shachna, and all the Kollel scholars, including my son-in-law, Mr. Steinhardt, and all the people gathered here tonight. Yeah, the Kollel is 18 years old. However, the Kollel idea is much older. When we started here 18 years ago, we knew that something had to be done. As mentioned in the video, we had arrived at communal doldrums, and we didn't know where we were headed. Looked like there were no young people moving into the community. There were teachers affiliated with institutions of learning, but no people will be going out into the community to introduce this concept of Torah learning to the Balabaptim, to the regular community, men and women. Our idea was that the community Kollel would not be here for one shul, neither for one school, not for one community, not for one neighborhood, but it was going to be for everyone, wherever we could provide that kind of inspiration that would be so important for the growth of this community as a community, as a Torah community. The Torah idea, the Kollel idea, is not the idea of one program, one project, one experience coming in contact with Torah observant Jews, but the idea was much, much deeper, much greater, and that was that we were going to expose people to actual Torah. Not just Torah experiences, but Torah learning. The Torah learning is the most powerful tool possible to bring Jews back to their Judaism. When one learns Torah, whether he opens a Chumash, whether he starts learning a Mishnah, or he learns the Talmud, he is coming in contact with God's wisdom. Can we understand such an idea? The human brain, which is just a little bit of a material, spongy little material up here, that with our human brain we can come and actually contact and understand God, the Creator, His wisdom, His thinking. We must understand Torah is God's wisdom. It's with man's mind we can connect to God's mind. This is mind-blowing. Unbelievable. And it has been shown over and over again that those people who will make the commitment to go ahead and start learning, really start learning, committing themselves to a regular session, to a regular regimen of Torah study, they become excited. People walk around and asking questions, how do I know that there's really a God? How do I know that we're the chosen people? all these questions, why is the suffering of righteous people and why do wicked people prosper, all these kashas can be answered by learning a blat Gemara. It's an amazing thing. You can learn the Gemara that has nothing to do with the discussion of the nature of God, but learn a mundane matter. An ox gores another ox. Two people find a talis, a garment, and they each claim it belongs to them, and that seems to be the civil law, but it's Torah law. And when you learn that, if you finish that, you begin to understand that, you become so inspired, the light goes on in your head. Aha! This is the aha Torah. This is the Torah that we understood that has been the tradition of the Jewish people for the millennium. And that's why we, the Jewish people, still continue to exist and will continue to exist to the end of time. I want to say to you that at this 18th year, you know, the rabbis tell us there's a schedule of how a person is supposed to progress. The rabbis of the Mishnah said when you're 5 years old, you start learning, start reading. Reading the Siddur, reading Chumash, reading Tanakh. When you're 10 years old, you read Mishnayos. When you're 13, you become Bar Mitzvah. Everybody knows this part of the ethics of the fathers. But when you're 18 years old, it's Chuppah. Chuppah means a marriage. A marriage is permanent. Till now, my friends, 18 years, we've been only in the preliminary stages of the development of our kolo. Now it becomes major. Now it becomes a marriage. Now it becomes something that we really have to commit ourselves full-time and permanently to. I encourage every one of you to commit yourself further to the actual study of Torah, learning of Torah, committing yourselves to lives of Torah. And with this, I wish you again, thank you very much. My wife and I are very honored to the honor that you've given us. And I wish you all a Freilichen Pur.
My turn now to wrap up the program. We promised you it would be brief. I get to wrap it up with a very important and exciting announcement. Today we stand at the threshold of launching a capital campaign to build the long in the making and the much needed Kolo building on the west side. The time has come for the kollel to be visible, for everybody to know and say, yeah, that's the kollel, to have room for our expanding programs. We plan to build a 3-floor building, which will have a spacious base medrash, classrooms, kollel offices, and even office rentals for small businesses owned by community people, creating a vibrant center that rotates around the pulsating Beis Medrash. This dream has long existed. But no longer is it just a dream. We have a location, 1390 Zenobia Street, the corner of 14th and Zenobia. And we have a lead donor that has given a significant gift anonymously of $250,000 to help us jumpstart a campaign of an estimated $1.5 million. We'll be bringing together a group, a committee of talented and dedicated friends of the Kollel, to help us with a capital campaign, to help us with a building campaign. I ask you to come forward tonight and join our effort. We look forward to a time in the near future, Mitz Hashem, to have an exciting Makom Torah. There'll be an inviting outreach center for the many young Jews who are moving to Northwest Denver. To be further sinking our roots of commitment to bring Torah to Jews across Denver. There's another very strong tree of the Kollel right here in the Southeast community. Our Beis Medrash right here. I want to express my gratitude, our gratitude, to a committed group of Balabatim who have once again committed to further and push forward to deepen the roots of Kollel and Southeast. As you leave here tonight, we have a gift for you. This gift is a special publication, which has been published for this evening's event. It's a book, Rav Schwab on Pesach. It is excerpts from my father Shlita's Sefer, Rav Schwab on Chumash. You can please feel free to take one home with you tonight as you leave. I'd like to thank... We're about to enjoy what many of the people come to our annual event for. Short program, straight to the point, and the great food and the great schmoozing. We're about to come again and know that those doors will open and there's going to be a presentation back there. Good things come in trees. Fruit-inspired, is that what it is? Fruit-inspired cuisine. This buffet will be open as well. Drinks over here. There are reserved seating for those who would like to sit down. Please make space for the elderly or for those who would like to sit. I'd like to thank, in the name of all of us, those volunteers who once again catered for, I think it's the seventh year, being catered by volunteers led by the most capable group, my wife Esti Schwab and Esti Erlanger. Thank you. Please enjoy the rest of your evening.